Well, you are listening to us in Prince George, 91.5 FM. Breastfeeding in public is becoming more commonplace. That's in part because of groups like the Prince George Breastfeeding Cafe. Every month, women gather at the cafe to socialize and share advice. Jocelyn Logan is the cafe facilitator, and she dropped by the Prince George studio and spoke with me earlier.
Good morning.
Why a breastfeeding cafe?
Why not? I think there is a lot of need in our communities for support and education around breastfeeding, and a breastfeeding cafe is an awesome opportunity to get those needs met. There is a great need in our culture for educating women and families and dads and everybody about breastfeeding and how it works, why we want to put time towards it, why it's important to us as families and communities. There is a certain very, very steep learning curve that happens for new families when they have a baby. And there is a large lack of support and information in the infrastructure within our healthcare systems.
I remember for myself going through the prenatal classes and feeling somewhat mentally prepared for having a child, but then I felt like I should know how to breastfeed. Like, this should be obvious to me, but in fact, it was far from it. Mm. Is that a common feeling?
It is a very, very common feeling, and I don't know why we think we should know these things. Although breastfeeding is a normal part of a woman's reproductive cycle in our lives, it's a normal part of our species-specific parenting. It is not a normal thing in our culture, and it's culturally sort of abnormal. We don't see breastfeeding. We see people, if we do see a breastfeeding mother, we see her covered up. We don't talk about it. We don't see it in children's books. We don't see it in the mall. We don't see it at the doctor's office. We don't see it where we are in our daily life. So how, when we say we should know, why would we think we should know? It's not a part of our daily fabric anymore.
Mm. And so by publicly breastfeeding at these cafes, are you able to get to some of those cultural taboos that have grown up over the years?
The Breastfeeding Cafe really offers an awesome opportunity for education and exploration of some of those cultural underpinnings of over-sexualization of breasts. So we do talk about that. That's not the whole purpose of it, but sometimes discussions do go that way. And we talk about in what ways would a species learn about breastfeeding or know about breastfeeding? What would be normal for human beings? How would we have learned in the past? And why is this? Unfortunately, it's sort of abnormal that we would all get together just to talk about this. This probably would be abnormal, but it's really put in place because the normative parts of breastfeeding have fallen away in our culture. So we have discussion. We have opportunities for moms to come with questions or concerns during their breastfeeding relationship, what they're thinking about, what they're struggling with. Then the rest of the circle has an opportunity to give back, and that helps them to feel more confident because they realize, oh my gosh, I do know stuff. And everybody has an opportunity to share in that circle of giving and supporting, and therefore the group just belongs to everybody. It's something that we probably would have done before. Women, when we would be raising children, we would be together, we would be doing things, responsibilities, and we would share stories then. People who would be small would see babies breastfeeding. Women who would be just before their first period, they would be there. Everybody would be talking. There would be women like myself who are older, who have gone through that and offer support and wisdom to other people. And it really brings an incredible opportunity for sharing on many levels and exploration of new ideas.
This group has been in Prince George for over 2 years. During that time, breastfeeding has been in the public, in media. How have you seen the group change with that turning tide?
I see a lot of really much more fired up young women, fired up about claiming their rights to be breastfeeding women anywhere they are in the public, women being more outspoken and sharing information on social media, I think much more than they have in the past in a more open way. And I see the group has grown as well. So when we first started, there was around maybe 6 to 8 people that would come out. And it circulates. So when people have smaller people, they come out. And then as their child grows, sometimes they fall away. And there's just a normal sort of recycle of people that come to groups like this. But right now, numbers are around 20, 21 moms and babies. And then I have women who are training to be nurses or those people in healthcare come to observe. So I have people like that come out and just sit in the circle and share, and they watch. And so there's, it just, it has really gotten a lot bigger and women have much louder voices.
Are there any concerns that a group like this might exclude other moms who choose or must bottle feed their children?
There is in the breastfeeding cafe, or myself as a facilitator, have no, that would never be our goal. Our goal is to respect women to do the best that they can in the way that they define success. So there are some women who come to the cafe who have never put a baby to the breast, but they have pumped for 2 years. And there are some women who maybe have insufficient glandular development who are not able to produce a full milk supply. And they come and share their wisdom and their journey. And there are women who partly bottle feed with other non-human milk substitutes and then use human milk. There are some people who use donor milk. So for myself as a facilitator, my goal is never to encourage guilt on any level, but to encourage people to feel empowered to do the best job that they can, whatever success means to them, for however long that means to them.
Jocelyn, yeah. What advice would you give for other communities who might wish for something like this? Because it can be quite isolating if you don't have that base.
Yes, parenting itself can be isolating in the way that we parent in North America. We are at home by ourselves. We do have a wonderful opportunity here in Canada with a maternity leave of a year. But many women are by themselves most of the time throughout the day. Their extended families are not with them or present or able to support in the way they need. And there's a lot of sadness and postpartum depression that affects people as well. So just getting out with other people, having a loose sort of discussion about what they're going through in their early postpartum and where they're struggling, and then people sharing stories about what worked for them, that can be just a place to start.
Thanks for sharing your story, Jocelyn.
Thank you.
That is Jocelyn Logan, a facilitator for the Prince George Breastfeeding Cafe. This afternoon, the cafe reconvenes at Art Space at Books & Company. It runs from 1 until 3 o'clock and is open to all pregnant and breastfeeding moms with a $4 drop-in fee.